Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. As I always start off, I hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday, and wish you a good day if it's a repeat program on Friday. I'm actually recording this program on Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it is a special day. It is my birthday, the 29th of April, Taurus, which basically the bad is you kind of tend to be stubborn, bullheaded. The positive is that, you know, you are continue, you're resilient, you push forward, you don't give up. It's a fine line, right? The balance between stubbornness, perseverance, beautiful adjectives on both sides of the ledger. And I suffer on both sides of those ledgers. As I've been saying past programs, and you kind of have to do this if you set up a goal, make it public, you know, tell your family, your friends, you know, what that goal is. You're going to reduce your weight, you're going to do X or Y. And for now over 11, 12 years, I've had for my birthday the goal of doing triathlons, the number of miles of the triathlon equivalent to my age. And it started with the half Ironman back in 2014 and 2015. And then I continued because the half Ironman is a really tough event. Preparing for it, just 56 miles to train for 56 miles is a long, it's a long haul each day when you're doing the training. And then the running, 13.4 miles of running, all of it, it just takes a lot of effort. And then to do it all in one day, it's really tough. I say to people, just get up at 4:30 in the morning. And when more or less the sun starts coming out at 6, just sit on a bench, you know, until about 3:45. Get up a little bit, you know, a couple of times just to loosen up, but basically just sit in the sun that day and see how you're going to feel. Now imagine spending all that period from about 6:15 until about 3:45 running and bicycling and swimming. It's exhausting and it wasn't, frankly, it wasn't fun. So, but this cross training that my sister Chrissy got me in probably some 15, maybe to 20 years ago, is really valuable. Gives you a lot of flexibility with what to do in a given day and when you're traveling. And it also gives you allows you to work, you know, different muscles in a completely different way. And so I really believe in it and enjoyed the training for the triathlon. So as I've said, the goal was 82 miles, which for I'm 82 years old today. I was 82 miles before my birthday and broken down into three triathlons, three consecutive days to reach those. And that it's 70 miles running, which is about 24 miles a day. 70 miles70 miles is about 24 miles a day. Running 10 miles is about 3.34, more or less, per day. And then swimming 2 miles, which is about 1,100 meters each day. What I do different from the regular triathlons, you start swimming, then you go to the bike, and then you end up with the running, which is for me at least the hardest part, and it's the worst part when it's the hottest in the day, when we're doing this in the tropics, it's tough. So I've switched it around. I start with the worst part, which is the running, and then I go to the bike, and I end up with the swimming, which is for me the easiest. And and relaxing, and it helps you cool off. And I love it. And I mean, I can understand why in the Ironman and the half Ironman and all these triathlons, they start with a swim, because you want everybody together in that particular event that can be dangerous, and you want every, and you don't want people, you know, coming in kind of an isolated basis throughout the day. So I can understand that. But for an individual like myself, which I'm free to, flexible to do the way I want it, I've inverted that, and it works, and it's works fantastic. I end up really relaxed and cooled down and enjoy it much more that way. So the 82 miles was undertaken Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There had been some challenges because in the early April, I started feeling a pull in my left knee, and for about 4 or 5 days had to stop doing the exercise, and then slowly getting back into it, being careful to not re-injure it, and it kind of slowed down the pace of the training, and it kind of worried me that I wouldn't be able to meet. In fact, I was thinking of extending the goal for about a week and a half into May, but I pushed forward and was able to solve that and do it. There's also a couple of challenges, like on Sunday, I which is the last day, at the same time I was going to be doing, you know, the whole triathlon, I wanted to go to an activity by United Way and Empresas Caparra at Bosque San Patricio, the San Patricio forest, it's a cycling event, and I kind of toyed whether I go to do the cycling event with the group or how I do it, but I certainly wanted to show up and support this event that I believe in. As we've been mentioning, we're trying to get more hours and more days at the Bosque San Patricio for the public. Right now it's open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 3. And then on Saturday, Samuel Gonzalez in United Way opens it from 9 to 3. And, you know, that's, we just like to expand the hours earlier in the morning and earlier and later in the day, and have it there in the weekend, which is when the public really has more time and interest in going to it. So I wanted to support United Way and Empresas Caparra, the family business, and all. But yet, that cycling is really for, you know, family cycling, and very slow and very, very short. It's from San Patricio Plaza to the Bosque. And it's kind of frustrating. So I didn't really want to do that part. So what I did was I started to run in the Parque Crisi Gonzalez, right there on Avenida San Patricio. Then went to Dorado. In Dorado, Levittown to Dorado, they close off a segment from Punta Salinas until the town of Dorado, and all that segment is closed off to the traffic. And I haven't done that for a while, so I went off in the car, and used to go bicycling from the San Patricio area, but this point I wanted to kind of, you know, do it a little bit easier. So I took the car and went to where it started, and then did approximately what it was 16 miles in that area. And then I cut off not reaching the 24 miles. I cut it off in order to be able to get to the San Patricio forest, Bosque San Patricio, and sort of show up and support, you know, all the family, the cyclists were already at the Bosque, and so I was able to say hello to the different people and Chihichiha, and then got back in the car, went to the Parque Linear and finished off the 8 miles of bicycling that I needed to finish. Another challenge was that for some coincidence, the Parque Linear in Bayamón, which is a 10-mile round route, was cut in half, shut off. Half of it was shut off. And so it's when you're doing 24 miles and when you only have about a little bit less than five miles, so you're kind of repeating the same thing, you know, five times. And it's boring. It's kind of frustrating and all. So that was another reason doing on Sunday the Dorado. Get a little bit of, the ocean, a little bit of a variety, different people, different environment and atmosphere. So, and then from the Parque Lineal, I went to the Caparra Country Club is where I do the swimming. And this weekend, which was another challenge, they had the Special Olympics. And on Saturday, there were three lanes left open for the members but on Sunday when I arrived, it was later on Sunday, of course, the pool was completely full. There must have been 70, 80 people, swimming in the pool from the Special Olympics, and very enthusiastic, everybody laughing. It was a great atmosphere, but I could swim, so I just went back home, had my brunch, and then came back around 5 in the afternoon and finished the 1,100 meters. So a little bit of a challenge with the injury, a little bit of challenge with the Special Olympics, challenge trying to fit in, I'm type A, trying to fit in an event that a lot of people would have said, no, I'm not going to make it this year. But it all worked out fantastically, and no complaints and great self-satisfaction on achieving that. And of course, the cycling, family cycling on that Sunday at the Bosque San Patricio ties in with toward the end of ending of this month of Planet Earth that we've been talking about. We talked about the Rio Piedras and the Para Naturaleza activity and different things that have been happening, including an art gallery exhibit, ceramics and stuff. So it was a good kind of ending towards that. And by coincidence, this morning in Nuevo Día, there's a article on and the title is La Revaluación, Las Obras de Canalización de Río Piedras. And as you recall, there's a lot of controversy between what the Corps of Engineers and had been doing in terms of channeling the Río Piedras, the river that goes through metropolitan San Juan, and the neighbors of the river and other environmentalists, including Para Naturaleza, who have been arguing that the meandering river unchanneled and leaving it in its natural state is better for the river and for the environment. But this article indicates because of funding and the time that has taken place that there's going to be the need to reevaluate it. And two things, comes out in the article. One of it is that the mayor of San Juan has been endorsing more community involvement in the decision making and better communication. So kind of indicating that hasn't gone completely to one side or the other, but it's kind of played it in the middle. And then the compliance officer, Jason Spinning, has indicated that they're going to have to take on the missing sections of seven sections to this channeling, improving the flow of improving the flow of Rio Piedras, that they're going to have to formulate new documents, environmental impact documents, and that the last paragraph of the article says, Si es el caso, estaríamos conduciendo ese análisis, comenzando probablemente con una carta a los residentes. Miraremos cuántos cambios hay respecto a los diseños existentes y tomaremos en cuenta el efecto social y económico de cosas como las relocalizaciones. So in essence, it's they're gonna have, you know, because of the time and the new impact, environmental impact, forms are gonna have to be set up, and they're gonna be doing new analysis and sending letters to the residents, and we're gonna see whether the change in designs and taking into account the social and economic effects of things such as the relocation. So it looks like it could be reviewed and reconsidered and all. I'm not taking a position on it. I'm not an expert on it, but at least the reconsideration of something that's pretty controversial sounds like a good thing. So the combination of meeting the 3 triathlon, 82 miles, with seeing the cycling at the Bosque, and then following up on that event that Para Naturaleza had at the Acueductos, Rio Piedras Aqueduct, which we talked about extensively last week, is a nice combination. You know, by coincidence, there was an article. It was the 22nd of April, and it was just as I read it, I was just finishing the recuperation from that knee injury, and it says the article came out in Primera Hora, 22nd of April, and there's 6 hábitos para prevenir lesiones, 6 habits to prevent injuries, and the main point is to not keep on doing the same exercise, and especially if there's any kind of an injury, to insist on going forward, to rest and to do other activities, which is, you know, with the triathlon and keeping a lot of flexibility on things that one does is it. But it has 6 habits, but basically, it's. Doing, being flexible and not being constant on one particular exercise that can overstress your cartilage and muscles, etc. And if there's an injury, you know, it's a 10% per day return to normal is recommended, and that's probably. I mean, my injury wasn't that bad. I could jog, and all. It's just I was just worried that it was gonna get worse, and so I rested it, and then slowly came back. You know, started at a mile, you know, mile and a half, you know, 2 miles each day until I was back to the 3.3 miles per day that I had to do. So it was an article kind of in line with this as you know, I've been kind of pushing pretty hard this acronym that I like, SHIELD, SHIELD, for mental health. Incidentally, I'm going to give a talk on next Tuesday at San Juan Rotary on this acronym and on this topic. And I'm going to, on Friday of this week, at the Colegio Técnico Médicos Tecnólogos there in San Patricio. AARP is having from 8 in the morning till 1 a session on brain health and exercise and all. And Hector is waving. I didn't realize that the segment is we've gone by the segment, but I'll talk a little bit about that AARP event and but basically going in a couple of articles with this acronym SHIELD. We're right back after the pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Reflections.